Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 6, Verse 25. We'll get into why we started off with that song in just a moment. But the M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. blogtalkradio.com, and you can go to Emax Radio. But for those who are already listening online, we appreciate it, but you can call us at 646-478-0944. I only have three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show, so have pen, pencil, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info. I guess you should have, like, paper as well. Yeah, that kind of works, too. But also, disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, press 1 or call back. Before I go to the 216-804 and some of the other phone callers, I'm going to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting off, number 10, debuting the Voice at Radio.com meet and greet for Preem DiBiase as well as Pooh Gutta. They had food, drink, all that. Number 9, Voice at Radio.com. They had that meet and greet with the real Rick Ross. That's right, the real one, not that big fat. Anyway, number 8, moving up, the song we started out with, Tribal War Cry, Sheriff Kilroy, produced by Emax the Image. Number seven, debuting the Ward 5 Community Festival, which will happen at 10 a.m., 2386 Friendly Inn Settlement, 2386 Unwin Road. That's at Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. But the parade lineup where you could join us, including Man in the Streets, is at 1130 a.m., East 30th Community, College Avenue. They've got free food there as well. Number six, the debut, Black Wealth Music Group Live at the Symposium, West 117th at Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio, June 24th. Well, yes, that's my birthday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Host Solomon Kane and Don P. And that's $10 entry. Number five, I forgot to mention, I definitely am a Black Wealth Music Group ambassador. Love that title. Appreciate Solomon Kane on that one. Moving up. Last Thursday, well, we'll go with this one. Moving up definitely as well. Number six, last Thursday's Vero and Kid Cali, which happened in Parma, Ohio. Number five, the debut, City's Mind from D-Controversy. It's his birthday party and talent showcase this coming Saturday, June 24th, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that'll go from 8 p.m. to midnight at 3330 East 55th, Cleveland, 44127, Protect Your Neck Records. Any more information, you can dial up 216-704-0143. Number four moving up. Ward 1 Parking Lot Picnic with Council Candidate Kimberly F. Brown the past Saturday. She's got another new theme song from Young Scholar to go along with what she has from Black House Sounds. Number three, debut. Tri-C Jazz Fest this weekend featuring Eric Wilson. Congratulations on that one. Number two moving up, Larchmere Porch Fest the past Saturday. Renaissance Jazz Band, quite a few other things. And number one moving up is that Standing Ovation Party. More on that in just a little while. The reason we started out with the song that we did is to let people know that Sunday, July 2nd, 2017 is the Impeachment March Cleveland at www.impeachmentmarch.com. Impeachment March Cleveland. That's Sunday, July 2nd, 2017, 12:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 2:30 p.m. March in cooperation with Los Angeles and cities nationwide, which will be in our area, Willett Park, at the Free Stamp next to Cleveland City Hall. Impeach President Donald Trump over jobs, education, civil rights, health care, foreign policy, women's rights, LGBT rights, immigration rights, science and technology, criminal justice reform, climate change, voting rights, Russian hacking, malfeasance while in office. As a matter of fact, some of the ones who will be a part of this, before I go to the phone line, Task Force for Community Mobilization, Black Man's Army, Rebuilding Our Village, National Council of Negro Women, International Women's Day Cleveland, Peace in the Hood, Indivisible Cleveland, Be Mad, Badass Teachers, Imperial Women's Coalition, Black Lives Matter, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, Black on Black Crime Inc., Medina County Together, Protecting Our Children's Safety, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, National Action Network, Fairfax Business Association, Indivisible Cleveland Rights, Indivisible Parma, District 11, Indivisible, Well, Trump said he was going to get the nation together. Damn, he kind of kept his word in a weird way. I'm going to say before I go to the phone lines, Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time. It's 216 Radio, WCSB.org, as well as the fact that you can catch certain things such as, quote-unquote, Facebook or Blog Talk, D Gambit Radio or Bored and Restless Club, or you can take the time to check out Melanated Media News on YouTube.com or Facebook. So with that being said, let's see what's on the mind of 216-804. And like I say, we're going to check out what's going on with 216-804 and see how they're doing. 216-804, how you doing out there? 216-804 going twice. 216-804 going a third time. I appreciate the fact that you just tuned in to listen. That's a good thing in itself. As before I do anything else, I can take the time to get on this 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox. it kind of makes sense when I bring it up, but we have to deal with it. My thing is, you always want to deal with certain things as they happen. And for those who don't know, the 10-foot stepladder for this soapbox is only because Brillo won't get his job back. Hey, congratulations. But five others will. You know, former Cleveland police officer Michael Brillo won't get his job back in a case involving his role in the November 2012 police chase and shooting that ended with Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams dying in a hail of 137 bullets. Now, arbitrator William Heakin sent a draft of his decision, and though the five other officers, Wilfredo Diaz, Brian Sobolnik, Michael Farley, and detectives Christopher Eric and Aaron O'Donnell will get their jobs back without back pay. Okay, so that's it. But why the soapbox? That's why the past Friday, Dick Peary, former Plain Dealer writer, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Imperial Women, Immigrant Support Network, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, New Black Panther Party, Carl Stokes Brigade, the Revolutionary Party, Workers' World, they met with each other at Heritage Middle School on Friday. Councilman-at-Large Nathaniel Martin was also there from East Cleveland. And then they went down today to meet with, and I know Imperial Women was part of that, but they went down today at 4 p.m. in City Hall, Cleveland. The thing is, they've got some good things to mention, because if Steve Loomis of the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association union head can file to save Brillo's job after an arbitrator's ruling, then why can't Mayor Frank Jackson file the same appeal against an arbitrator who ruled that four, he ruled, this is what the arbitrator did, he ruled four, five police officers to get their jobs back. So, since he did that, we're just going to put out there, Frank, please, Frank, grow some kahunas and do what you need to do. As a matter of fact, what I will take the time to do is let people know about the headquarters of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. But we have a special thing going on this coming week. It's the Clevelanders for Public Transit. We'll meet this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 8 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between East 152nd St. Clair intersection. And also, Ivanhoe, you can reach us from Euclid Avenue as well. So the number one, the number 37, Lakeshore. Now the number 37, Severance, but it has to be coming from Lakeshore area. It does pass by that area. The number 28 bus passes by from Euclid to Ivanhoe. You walk down, you get to 15415 Kipling. We're right there. Please come through and give your input, because Black on Black Crime Incorporated has decided that this issue is so important that we are definitely hosting that event so that they can come through. So please come through, say what's on your mind, and at least be able to get out there and let people know what's going on. Also, I need to let you know that this is very important. June the 23rd and 24th, free Friday and Saturday, 300 Lakeside Avenue, that's the address, 300 Lakeside Avenue, Cleveland Convention Center, free dental, cleaning, extraction, partials, screenings, starting at 7 a.m. Get your butt there, you've got no excuse not to miss this. With that being said, I really appreciate everybody, and because there were a lot of them at the standing ovation party, Justice and Tolerance for All, why not throw this song off featuring Emax the Image?
In the club, looking for my girlfriend, looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you. This is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you. Girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well,
yeah.
In the club, looking for my
around at the standing ovation party, but I'll get into that in just a minute. Before I go to the 216209 phone call, let me get rid of one thing. I only need a 12-foot step ladder for this. For those who may have missed it, recently Vice President Mike Pence acknowledged hiring a private lawyer to handle fallout from investigations into Russian election meddling. Now, Pence's decision to hire Richard Cullen, a Richmond-based lawyer, who previously served as a U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia, came, well, less than a month after Trump hired his own private attorney. The hiring of Cullen was made public basically a day after the Washington Post reported that special counsel Robert Mueller is widening his investigation to examine whether the president attempted to obstruct justice. A defiant Trump, at multiple points last Thursday, expressed his frustration with reports about that development, tweeting, "He is the subject of the single greatest witch hunt." Hold on, let me get my Trump-like voice on. He said, "I'm the single greatest, this the single greatest witch hunt in American political history, and one that he said is being led by some very bad and conflicted people." Is this like the biggest witch hunt? Well, I think about Crooked Hillary or President Barack Obama not being born here. How about, let's say, the certificate? You know, that was it. He was mad about the president's birth certificate, and also one of those other things. He basically was casting aspersions, along with others, that former President Barack Obama was leading a Muslim revolt in our country. Is this the biggest witch hunt? What about President Bill Clinton's affair? How about Nixon and Watergate? I thought that was big. Or how about President Ronald Reagan? Anybody remember Iran-Contra scandal? Ollie North? Let's see. Is this the biggest witch hunt in... Nah. I'm just going to go to the phone line. 216-209. Oh, boy. Somebody's probably upset because I bothered Trump. But I'm going to put them on anyway. We try to be a fair show. 216-209. We are definitely coming to you right now to hear what's on your mind. I apologize for not acknowledging the witch hunt. What's going on?
Oh, Brother Al, this is John from Black Odyssey. And trust me, one of the greatest witch hunts I ever read about or known about was the witch hunt of Marcus Garvey. So
all those guys,
they just need to be quiet. And if you broke the law, you broke the law. I mean, that's why they got people in place to watch you, just in case you don't break the law.
Right.
I pray that everybody handle these political issues peacefully. I pray that whatever information you obtain from it, use it. Don't let it lie dormant.
Mm.
And I also want to state another fact. The moment Trump goes on TV with any rant, Twitter, Facebook, or whatever social media platform he wants to use, even including the media news, every time he makes a statement, there's a racist some kind of way outlash. And it doesn't matter if it's black. The people could be Jewish, they could be Muslim, they could be anything other than what Trump feels is significantly superior. There's always some backlash.
True.
You know, I hope the American public and the people that in the powers to be are watching this, because we don't need no more trouble. With that being said, they need to think about the heads of state in these police departments, because the things that I've seen in the last couple of weeks is just a total outrage. You mean to tell me you fired a guy because he put the wrong thing on this application? So that's just saying, okay, we're going to give you enough rope to go get another job.
Right.
And then 137 shots fired on two people with no gun. Not one cop should be rehired. Not one.
Truth.
I don't care who it is. Those are the people that need to be checked for mental evaluations. If you shoot somebody 137 times, there is a mental problem going on. I'm sorry. Somewhere it's a mental problem going on. I had to say this because I see so many things go on in my city, and I know I speak out a lot through music, but I had
to really
make a voice tonight about this, because it is very disturbing, and I hope somebody else sees this and says something. And along with other issues that is going on, I have to speak on this one too. The Tupac movie. So many people bashing this movie. If all these stars are bashing the movie, then you make one. Because the young man take away from the job that the man did, because Tupac is such a high standard that you can't be him. You can only imitate him. You can't even be like him. You can only imitate him. So Jada Pinkett or anybody else had a problem with the movie or whatever scene it was in, how come you didn't make one? You got more power than the man who tried to do that. And the last and final issue that I'm going to speak on tonight which really isn't an issue. Black Odyssey has started another business, and we clean shoes. We clean and refurbish shoes and shine shoes as well on the side. So if you want to catch me personally, I'm at the whole Nine Hotel Monday, Tuesdays, and Saturdays. Anybody that hears this message is $2 off of anything that you need done. Just say that you heard it on the Al Porter's Blog Talk Show. And the last and final thing I'm going to get right into is our music. I want to give a special shout out to two people, Black House Sounds and the artist Goldie. Black House Sounds for all the hard and wonderful work that they do. And Goldie because he has another video
okay.
that will be airing pretty soon called Mr. Get Busy. And then we're going back into the lab again this Saturday to work on another video. So shout out to him, Key Cash, Black House Sounds, Cyrus Black, and everybody else that Black Odyssey works with and affiliated with. That's even including yourself, Al Porter. Thank you for your service, your work, and your platform.
I appreciate it. And may you definitely, hey, hold a line because I think you like a couple of things that we get into.
I sure will, brother.
No problem at all. You know something? This is going to lead into what we go into, I promise you, as it's the 16th annual Xeroderma Pigmentosin Gospel Fest benefit. It'll happen Sunday, June 25th, 2017, 4 p.m. Doors open at 3 p.m., Sanctuary Baptist Church. And that is definitely on East 131st Street, Cleveland, Ohio, Sanctuary Baptist Church. For details, you can definitely call 216-272-5865. The theme, Walking in the Holy Spirit with Jesus Christ. The scripture, Matthew 12, 30-32, the Holy Ghost. Dontez Taylor, founder. Bishop Leo Ferguson. And the one thing that I'd like to say before doing anything else is I got to give you that number one more time for 216-272-5865. That's 216-272-5865. Now, the reason that I had to give you that number is if you're ever doing a black and white flyer, do your best not to put too much black and white and then put in white letters to blend into it without any outline, because then I can't even read the freaking address. And I'm trying to get this out there as best as I can, I will say nationwide. So with that being said, for those who know about the Xeroderma Pigmentosin, it's the Gospel Fest benefit. It's this coming Sunday, 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Doors open at 3 p.m. and you can call 216-272-5865. It is a free will offering. It has vendors, silent auction, dinner, Gospel Fest benefit, and come one, come all. There we go on that one. And as a matter of fact, before I do anything else and play a song that I want to play, I should put out two things real quick. And that is voiceitradio.com. Monday's the main event. Features myself, Brother Larry, Most. That's at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And then voiceitradio.com Tuesday, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop radio show. That's at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy this birthday week, but I do want to say that I'm very thankful because on Discover, MixLR, as well as MixCloud, the Al Porter's Hip Hop Workshop is the number 2 show ranked from Voice of Radio, number 20 worldwide. I appreciate that. And the number 4 rated show is the main event in our region from Voice It, but it's number 29. So those are a couple of shows that we work hard on. And I tell you, one of the reasons why things are going well is because you got to keep praying. So with that being said, Black Odyssey time.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. No matter what.
new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways, pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you.
And before I take the next phone call at the 216703 phone number, hey, I appreciate everybody who calls in. It's a blessing to do that. I do want to at least throw something out here real quick. This won't take long, I promise you. It'll be about only a minute. As Umberto Fidelli and his wife are holding a fundraiser June 28th, 2017 at his Gates Mills European-inspired mansion. Full Italian restaurant in his basement. Fidelli is president of and CEO of the Fidelli Group, big insurance company, hardcore Catholic, longtime Republican contributor. Hosted George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, Steve LaTourette, and he's hosting a $5,000 individual ticket or $7,500 for a PAC, Political Action Committee fundraiser for that Republican Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson. Now, Cleveland Scene Magazine broke the story. Mayor Jackson is Democrat, but Fidelli says Mayor Jackson's fearless, capable, steady leader kept Cleveland stable with public and private sectors working cooperatively. Pull out the 16-foot step ladder. Less is more, so I'm not going to say a lot. I'm just going to ask this. Those in the public sector of Cleveland, do you agree? Is your lifestyle being cooperated with? For years, Mayor Jackson has been an honorary Republican. Business leaders, Republican and Democratic, though, think about it. The business dealers, they supported the Q deal and no raising minimum wage. Stay vigilant, follow the money, and think for yourself, because if you do that, you'll be all right. As a matter of fact, let me play this for 1 minute, and then I have to go to the 216-703 phone call, but this is definitely a one-minute message, and I'm not saying it.
Hello, this is Mike Seals with the Workers' Justice Committee. I have lived in Cleveland for more than 50 years, and what I saw Monday night at Cleveland City Hall made me sick. Our heartless mayor, Frank Jackson, and his dishonest council president, Kevin Kelly, they confirmed for me they don't care about the people who live in our city. They are content to let us live in poverty with low-wage jobs and no hope for a better tomorrow. Just last year, they robbed us of our right to vote to raise the minimum wage in the city of Cleveland, and now they are giving away an estimated $88 million out of our pocket to a billionaire owner of the Cavs. If you are fed up with these backroom deals that only benefit the wealthy and the well-connected, then it's time to take action. We the people must raise up and hold Frank Jackson and Kevin Kelly accountable. We are stronger together and a powerful political force for change in our community. Join our movement by calling area code 866-900-8292. Again, that number is 866-900-8292.
And with that being said, let's go to 216703, and I thank you for holding the line. How you doing out there?
Black House Sound, Joe Legacy, the founder of Black House Sound. I'm calling in to let people know about many different things, but I don't want to get into that tonight. I'd rather get into what I just heard. That's the promotion of black leadership that this city needs for people to stand out and stand for something when they don't like something, then be scared to open their mouth. And what I just heard in that minute, hopefully it will help me with my music to keep going on, because that's what's so needed. We don't hear that all the time. Somebody stepping up, caring about the environment and caring about where money is going in Cleveland and how many rich people were overlooked. Not the poor people so much, but as they say, ignorant people. Because that's how they look at us. And if anybody that don't recognize that they look at us that way, then why you never have no funding in whatever you do is because they don't care about what you're doing, because it's not going to make money for them. So that 1 minute briefing I just heard was so powerful. And I wish other people on the phone line, if they heard it, to know what type of stand that man took when he recorded that, to bring that message to the forefront, what it means to jump on board. Black House Sound is on board. That's what's so needed in the city of Cleveland. The reason I called in, other than that, to let people know Black House Sound still blazing hot. We have all type of sorts of music out there. If you go on YouTube to Joseph Motley Jr., you will not just hear old songs. You will hear skippets and all sorts of things. It's about 72 different songs on YouTube if you go to Joseph Motley Jr. You got to type in YouTube, then Joseph Motley Jr., to access the music. It's just that serious. Other than that, if you're not on our music and you want what I just heard that just hypnotized me to want to be better than what I am, then you need to pay attention to this radio station and what they're doing. And that's all I got to say. Black House Sound make real clean music.
Thank you so much for that. As a matter of fact, I got something I got to play by you just saying that. See, sometimes, and another shout out, because definitely from what was said earlier from Black Odyssey when they sent a shout out to Black House Sounds, humble people sometimes feel like, oh, well, I've done my part, and they can be hypnotized by certain things. There is something hypnotizing in this next track I'm about to make from Black, or play from Black House Sounds. It talks about a lot of what we already heard early, and it's in my playlist. I play it a lot. It's one of my favorites. I ain't listening.
We all, like your life without numbers, you know what I'm saying? Like your life, you know. Education, help you do all the right things, you be right to everybody. then you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's still even conscious rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put their weapon down. Can't stay a lot, in the past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey, we return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this R&B? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Harriet Tubman through the winter. Yeah. We talk against each other, close set up. All the shackles in the chains ever let up. Yeah. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just the logo of brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
About the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over.
Take over the pyramids in Egypt for newer order.
If they ain't stopped slavery, then they enslaved some more of us.
Fox said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work or jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man. And now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africa's come to America, we phone it.
We gotta learn to love each other like you left your home.
Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can't open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Joseph Motley Senior, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. Listen, my baby sisters and my baby brothers, to the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy out here to make a puzzle. And if you fall for it, then the dog is muzzled.
Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle? Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back though. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt
I
me.
I listen.
No matter what they say,
they
can
never hurt
big
me.
Business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt
I
me.
I listen.
My ancestors told me it's a curse. Not today. Yo, they can never hurt me. My ancestors told me it's a curse.
Hey, you know what the guy can say. I got to start this off in an interesting way. Before I get back to anything that happened or what happened with some Black House Sounds music, and I'm feeling real good because it is a birthday week, I want to go back and just climb up this 14-foot step ladder. Give me about 1 minute, 1 minute only, as I go back to about maybe 3 weeks ago in Ashtabula, where three cops called out to a struggle. One man had a gun. Cops said, drop it. He didn't, so the cop shot him. End of story. But wait a second. That's not so fast, because Police Chief Robert Stell had to still answer questions. Why? Because before the police got there, the resident took the intruder's gun from him, held him down, and had a woman with him called to back it up. Cops still fired anyway around children in the apartment. So the citizens in, of all places, Ashtabula, North Park, held a rally for injured Brendan Hester, I believe, as the organizer, Mercedes Magnum, said, police relations is very important for children's sake. They look at that. So if children don't trust the police, who do we call? Her goal wasn't to go against officers or the police department. She said that was not her goal. She said police are supposed to protect and serve us, and if we don't feel comfortable with them protecting and serving us, where's the justice in that? Now, afterwards, police did say drugs were possibly involved. Then again, as long as there's paid administration leave. If I was a cop, I'd be very honest. Let's think about it. If I was a police officer in mind shape, I'd probably shoot your ass too. There's no penalty. And if Ashtabula's having this type of problem, I mean Ashtabula, then is it the residents' fault? I mean, are all of them running around using the N-word, hanging out with the booming system? Police policy procedure. Come on, that's the main thing. Maybe it's both things together, but Ashtabula? Anyway, the reason that I had to say that is because I just found it very, very interesting on that issue. I want to, at least before I play anything else, I just want to say I thank you all so much. Before I get anything else, I have to just give a nice little shout out real quick, and I'll tell you why. Because one of the shows that's out, well, you have Tomahawk Radio. This is 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on Mondays on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And also at www.newstalkcleveland.com is the Art McCoy Radio Show. That's at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Sunday, also on WERE 1490 AM. And one of those Black House Sounds songs got a request yesterday, and it had to do with the fact that quite a few people were getting indoctrinated with them. Hey, you wouldn't believe who. So let me play this little thing for about a minute, 47 seconds. I'll be right back and tell you what in the heck happened.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge, equal power. My knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round nine? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask and hide my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around nine.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill, stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah.
All right, now, justice and tolerance for all. That was a standing ovation party. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, in between the Prince and the Commodores and a few other things, it was nice that DJ Emax was able to play a lot of Black House Sounds tracks in between, and people's heads were nodding. And you're going to ask, well, so, shouldn't they nod? But it's the type of people that when their heads nod, you know you might be doing something. You know I want to give a shout-out for HJS, who had the Black Man Army T-shirts there at the table. GMS Shakespeare showed up. I was fortunate enough to be the master of ceremonies. Kim Schneider, the hug lady, Elizabeth Steele. Did a great job in announcement work. We had Anita Tobin from the Hip Hop Congress, who did a couple of poems. East Cleveland Councilman at Large candidate Twan Billings was there, and the mayoral of East Cleveland candidate Corinne Stevens, looking sharp. Now, when you have somebody performing like Queen Hayes, who also helped pass out some flyers, the Trump ones, we appreciated that. She did a nice song, Emax, nice song. Sheriff Kilroy did that Walk Like a Man with Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Black Man's Army, DJ Dollar Rock, Solomon Kane, former chairman of Oppressed People's Nation, but now Earn Smith, Ward 3 council person. All these guys backing me up on the song. They stood behind me, and then they helped to make sure the ladies got up to dance so they wouldn't just sit there and say, we can't dance. And to have that going on, and you have the Carl Stokes Brigade, Workers' World, Immigrant Support Network, sometimes you don't get a chance to at least give credit to other people who do great things. And that's what our event was supposed to do, was to at least give credit to people like Julia Shearson. She'd been serving for the past 7 years as the executive director of the Cleveland chapter of CARE Ohio. Definitely, she has been working as a civil rights advocacy, educational outreach, and media relations. Didn't know that one. Shearson also initiated projects to improve communications and build partnerships between law enforcement and the Muslim community. And she also serves on the Islamic Council of Ohio and is on the steering committee of We Believe Ohio. Done a lot of things, especially dealing with battered immigrant women. Now, you had Burt Jennings, born in December 31st, 1922, utilizing the benefits of an astounding 149 IQ, and he was directly responsible for winning not one but three landmark cases before the United States Supreme Court, is documented in the 1959 issue of Ebony Magazine. His unprecedented legal efforts allowed for indigent defendants to have the ability to obtain their court transcripts without charge. 1962, the Illinois Governor Otto Kerner issued a certificate that Burt was fit for the restoration of his full constitutional rights. And also, here's something about what some of the things we were talking about. Burt Jennings, why does he resent racial segregation and discrimination? It's because his grandparents had their property destroyed and were run out of Zoo City. Now, Mississippi, they were run out because the Ku Klux Klan, Burt's father, dared to strike whites when he was attacked. And those stories of terror and racism in the South depressed Burt to a point where he didn't even go into the segregated armed forces during World War II, saying he would not risk his life fighting, he would rather risk his life fighting the Klan than risk it in a non-democratic army fighting abroad. You had Laura Cowan also, who was there, domestic violence advocate, community activist, volunteer at the Domestic Violence Center, and a domestic violence survivor turned thriver, who works full-time at Cuyahoga's Metropolitan Housing Authority and volunteers faithfully at the Domestic Violence Center. Another one, Dr. Eleanor Gottsman, co-founded the Cleveland chapter of JVP, a national organization whose motto is, "We can't be progressive except Palestine," and has done everything she could to fight against HB 476 in particular, doing everything to boycott, divestment, and sanctions against companies who support the occupation of Palestine, and helping church groups do more and more into divesting their portfolios from companies that support that occupation. And finally, Khalid Samad, Cleveland gang violence peacemaker Khalid Samad, who definitely did everything he could as chief executive of the nonprofit Peace in the Hood, spent more than two decades trying to head off trouble. And the one thing that happened is in the early 1990s, the group evolved from the late 1980s Coalition for a Better Life, an effort by Cleveland religious and community leaders, to a period of urban warfare fueled by the emergence of crack cocaine. So one thing that I can say is to have those type of people notice hip-hop in a positive light. That's what it's supposed to be about. That helps a person like me sit back and say, you know something, maybe, just maybe, I can see movies being done, maybe 15 or 20 years from now. There'll be a movie out about how Black House Sounds changed some things. Or maybe there'll be a movie out about how Black Odyssey changed some things. You can get where I'm going with that. My thing is, I think Black Odyssey brought up an excellent point when they spoke about, my brother John spoke about, maybe Jada Pinkett, maybe some others complaining about the Tupac movie. I know that there were some who complained about the Straight Outta Compton movie. There were even some people who complained about Martin Luther King Jr., Honorable Reverend, his statue being made by overseas Asian people. Got you, Chinese, got you, Japanese. You're upset about it, got you. My question is, like John put it eloquently, why the hell didn't you build a statue, Spike Lee and others? Why didn't you invest your money together and build a statue of Martin Luther King Jr. yourself, Black person? If people have problems with movies being done, and they've been around Pac for all of these years, they should have done a damn movie themselves. That's it. You should have done it. You could have done it. You know something? I'm very thankful that groups like Black House Sounds, Black Odyssey are doing videos, working on film work and stuff like that, because just like this type of radio show, the more you do and you get it out there, the more you control your own environment and your destiny. Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back. Got to promote this guy.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own E-Max the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio.
And you know, as we go to leave out, I want to let people know real quick, this will only take 2 minutes, I believe, Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., or you can go to the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio, or Alfred Porter, JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Also, while I'm looking at it, here's something that's coming up soon. If you don't think I'm going to play some of our music in between, some of the folks who will be coming down here are becoming fans because they realize there's something being different. So I'll probably be throwing on something. If I had a clean edit from Black Odyssey, it'll be thrown on too. But the City of Cleveland Mayoral Debate 2017, Cleveland, July 22nd 2017. It's on a Saturday, time of 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Subjects for the mayoral candidates. And I'm glad that Black House had called in, because what they said was very important. Let's deal with some real issues. So the issues being raised are Tamir Rice, $88 million going to downtown projects, 11 black women murdered on Imperial Avenue, 137 shots, public education in schools, mayoral control, the Godwin murder, abandoned houses, rodent problem, building bridges between black community and the Cleveland Police Department, moderator Renard Jackson, chairman of Black Americans for a Better Future, and syndicated columnist sponsored by the Inner City Republican Movement and Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop. Deadline for candidates is July 2nd, 2017 by 6 p.m. All mayoral candidates must register by July 2nd, 2017. Door prize, gift basket, sponsored by the Ohio Diversity Coalition. Location will be the Black on Black Crime Inc. headquarters at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Contact downtown Donna Brown at 216-702-1207. The Sheriff Al Porter Jr. at 216-804-7462. Cynthia Blake at 330-571-3158. Light lunch and refreshments will be provided. Why? Because fortunate enough, we can, and we got to make sure that our people learn something and hold some of these clowns accountable. Because if not, they can talk and say anything, but will they step up to the plate? I thank you all for helping keep me on grind and on target. Sometimes I get out of whack, but I'm glad I have groups around me like Black House who'll say, rein it in. People from Black on Black Crime Incorporated who'll say, rein it in, partner, rein it in. The creator and my mom, she's gone through a lot of hell, but I appreciate the fact that she didn't give up on me and gave me a chance to grow older. Send this show out to my daughter, Allison. Love you. May I have definitely set some sort of example, so when we see each other again face to face and all of that in the next life, everybody will be proud. Thank you very much. Be blessed. Look out for each other. Support each other. Peace.